In Ontario's emergency rooms, patients are facing record-long wait times to get admitted, and it's happening despite the fact the number of COVID-19 patients in hospital has been dropping steadily. The CBC's Mike Crawley has that story.
Our emergency departments are under more stress than I've ever seen in my career.
For nearly 40 years, Dr. Howard Ovens has worked as an emergency room physician. He also leads a committee advising Ontario's government on emergency medicine. Ovens has seen data showing an unprecedented level of patient demand on hospital ERs, made all the more challenging by staff shortages.
The workload related to the patients we're seeing is at a record high.
Despite Ontario's shrinking COVID caseload, the pandemic is a key factor in the emergency room bottleneck. Hospital wards are full, trying to catch up on postponed surgeries. Patients are coming to the ER sicker than usual because they delayed treatment during earlier waves, while doctors and nurses are calling in sick because of COVID exposures, or they're burned out for more than 2 years of draining frontline work.
Each wave of COVID causes a wave of admissions. It causes stress on the system.
Dr. Kashif Prasada is an emergency physician in Toronto.
That's a chronic stress that the system just wasn't designed to deal with.
Amy Archibald Varley is a registered nurse who works at a large hospital in the Greater Toronto area.
The emergency departments are on fire. It's a very, very stressful and very, very difficult time right now in the emergency departments.
The result for patients? A record high average of 20 hours spent in the ER before getting a bed in a hospital ward. In Ontario's worst affected hospitals, the average wait is more than 2 days. Mike Crawley, CBC News, Toronto.